Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to present today. I'll be presenting on impact of tobacco smoke on skin cancer survival in Florida. I have no personal disclosures. So some background, studies have shown that cigarette smoking increases the risk of developing skin cancer, and there has been some suggestion that it leads to worse survival outcomes in those who actually develop skin cancer. Smoking, as we know, is associated with a number of other malignancies and worse outcome survivals for those as well. Skin cancer rates have been increasing across the world and in the U.S., with specific increases in Florida as well. So with the increase in skin cancer incidence, specifically in Florida, we saw it as a public health issue, and we want to look at which groups specifically in the tobacco smoking had the greatest burden of mortality due to skin cancer. So in order to do this, we looked at the demographics and survival trends for tobacco smoking from 1981 to 2009 for the Florida adult population. And we looked at the disparities amongst the different types of pathological subtypes of skin cancer. So the ones we looked at were specifically malignant melanoma, which was no other type specified by the pathologist, Merkel cell carcinoma, which is a neuroendocrine tumor of the skin. And then there are three subtypes of melanoma that are heavily associated with UV-related skin cancer. So those include acralentiginous, superficial spreading, and lentigo maligna. And then the other subtypes of melanoma were grouped into the other category. So how we went about doing this is we used the data from 1981 to 2009 for the Florida Cancer Data System and linked it to the U.S. Census. So we looked at median survival and five-year survival amongst the different types of skin cancer. We also used a multivariate Cox regression to calculate the hazard ratio for the different types of smoking status. In order to how we differentiate the socio-demographics with gender, race with white versus black versus other, ethnicity with Hispanic versus non-Hispanic, and then income was on the basis of of socioeconomic status with low, middle high, and high. In terms of how neighborhood socioeconomic status was proxied, we used neighborhood poverty status, which is just the percent of the neighborhood living below the federal poverty line. So for instance, the lowest level was greater than 20% of the neighborhood being below the federal poverty line, whereas the highest was less than 5%. So this was our entire patient population, so from 1981 to 2009 for malignant melanoma, Merkel cell carcinoma, UV-related melanoma, and other subtypes of melanoma. So across the whole population, we had 80,929 diagnosed cases of melanoma, or subtypes as well. Look more specifically at the bottom rows, we have the tobacco use. So the majority, or the greater proportion, had never smoked in their lifetime. So 40% of those in the entire patient population had never smoked. 18% had a history of smoking, and 11% were current smokers at the time. So this is a Kaplan-Meier curve for all skin cancers in terms of smoking status. This is unadjusted, but it was statistically significant different survival for across the different smoking status, current, history versus never. As you can see, the current, the blue, is the worst survival trend. This was just specific to malignant melanoma, one of the categories we looked at, and as you can see, it's very similar to the original cumulative Kaplan-Meier curve. So then we looked at two of the compared worst survival, which is Merkel cell carcinoma in general, not even looking at tobacco smoking, versus UV-related skin cancer, which has the most likely or best survival when you're diagnosed with it. And as you can see, that the Merkel cell carcinoma Kaplan-Meier curve shape has a lot worse survival compared to the UV-related skin cancer. So we're comparing a median survival of about less than 2 years at diagnosis compared to like four and a half years for UV-related skin cancer. So then we did Cox regression to look at the hazard ratios for the different smoking statuses for across all skin cancers. So this is compared to never smokers. And when you look at it, we have current smokers right here that had a hazard ratio of 1.24, which is statistically significant suggesting that they have a much worse survival benefit. So this is not a reflection of once you're diagnosed with skin cancer, once the smoking status predicts the worst outcome. And as you can see, former smokers as well have a worse outcome, but significantly less than that of the current smokers. So then we looked at current smokers alone and then divided it up by the different subtypes of the skin cancer we looked at. And as we can see, it's UV related melanoma had the worst survival for those current smokers with a hazard ratio of 1.36, which is interesting because, as I showed you in the Kaplan-Meier curve, UV related skin cancer actually has the best survival without reflection of this smoking status. And also you can see that malignant melanoma also has a worse prognosis as well. So the strengths of this study were that it was a pathological reporting of the different subtypes of the skin cancer. It wasn't self-reported. Also there was a large sample size for certain patient population. And this study also included long-term follow-up with the database as well. The Cox model also controls for a number of confounding factors such as stage of diagnosis of cancer as well. And also we noticed that this was limited data on smoking status in terms of the outcome survival instead of just the risk factor of developing skin cancer. So there are some study limitations. Smoking status is self-reported, so there is some bias there, and it's only reported at the time of diagnosis. And then specifically for some different subpopulations, there's limited data available to kind of extrapolate for larger proportions. So as far as the conclusion, it showed that there were smoking in general, so current smoking and former smokers, had negatively associated effects with the survival with those diagnosed with skin cancer. And interestingly, smoking attributed the greatest risk to those with UV-related skin cancer, which normally has the best prognosis. So further research is necessary to identify which groups within that smoking status are actually at the greatest risk. And then smoking cessation efforts are imperative for certain populations, specifically those that may have UV-related skin cancer diagnoses. Thank you. And I'd also like to thank my other co-authors, Aaron Dunn, Fang Mao, Tagrid Aspar, and Dr. Tulaikuru Sengal. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that a little louder? A bad name.
Can you say UV-related skin cancer? Do you mean basal cell and squamous
cell? No, so the only subtypes that were looked at were these right here. So malignant melanoma, Merkel cell carcinoma, UV-related melanoma.
Okay.
Oh. What's that?
I think she's asking what are the three subtypes of UV-related melanoma. No, those are different. Those cancers have a better prognosis in general.
Right, yeah, of course. We didn't look at those specifically for smoking status or anything.
Okay.